Shalom aleichem. Welcome back to the daily limit of the Chofetz Chaim. Le'ilu nishmas Rabbi Yonah David ben Shimon Yaakov Halevi, zecher tzaddik v'kadosh livracha. I hope everybody had a wonderful Shabbos, and today we begin another week of the beautiful limud of the Sefer Ahavas Chesed from Moran HaChofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim last week discussed with us how many benefits, how many amazing things come out of one who performs acts of Chesed. Today, though, he briefly engages in the inverse, Rachmana Litzlan. How do we define a person who does not engage, who does not perform, who is not a Baal Chesed? Says the Avas Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim, Vakasav Kaira Beli Al Avurze. Somebody who reneges from his obligation to perform Chesed is called Beli Al. What does that mean? Without a yoke. It's like somebody who has taken off the oil of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, taken off and shirked his responsibility to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu just by not doing chesed. Re'e mash amru chazal ala pasuk, pen yeh davar imlavcha bli'al leimar karvash nasa sheva. It's referring to somebody who is not observing Shemitah, who is not allowing others to take from his field. Says the pasuk, havizar sheloi timna rachamim. You should be careful not to stop mercy, not to stop being compassionate. Why? What's wrong about being not so merciful? What's wrong about not demonstrating compassion? Says the Medrash, Chakol Hamaynei Rachamim, Makish the Oivid Gilulim. Somebody who prevents himself from being compassionate, prevents himself from acting in a merciful fashion, he is like somebody who is serving Avodah Zarah, Upirik Machu Shamayim Me'alav, and he has removed the yoke of Shamayim, Shenemar Beli Oil. It is a contraction, bli'al, of bli'ol, without a yoke. That is what it means when we renege and we're negligent and we're derelict in performing chesed. It's not only a not giving tzedakah, kim amnias halva agamkein, so too about not giving alone. And says the Chofetz Chaim, l'ch'ira, presumably this applies on any other person who prevents and does not engage in chesed when he is given the opportunity. Now the Chofetz Chaim asks the question, why? Why is it that people aren't running to do chesed? Why is it that it's only a select few who excel while many others are derelict? Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's for two main reasons. Uvavaneseinu harabim kama anashim she'inyan hazeh rafui biyadam ve'esboinin ladas simas hadavar. Why is it that people are lax in performing chesed? There's two reasons. One, they just don't know what chesed means. It encompasses so many circumstances, so many opportunities. We think only the glitzy and the shiny chesedim are what counts. Maybe you only have to be rich to do chesed. That's not the case. You could be rich, you could be poor. L'chaim u'lameisen, to people who are alive, people who are dead. Chesed sh'oisei begufoi, v'chesed sh'oisei b'mamaynoi. You can do chesed with your body. You could do it with your money. You can be rich, you can be poor, you can be strong, you can be weak. Anybody, man, lady, child, anybody can do chesed. V'chol sug v'sug, yesh bo kama inyanim, v'chol inyan v'inyan yesh bo kama pratim, k'mo shi'isbar b'irtz Hashem. So one reason why people don't engage in chesed is simply they don't realize how many things that they could do are included in the mitzvah of chesed. That's one reason why people are lax. Another reason, sheinus mitzach enem yoidim es goyol mehusa. They don't realize how great it is. And that's what we've been speaking about the past few days. Chevli Mashiach, arichas yamim, kaparas avoynais, amazing things. Kamehi pa'elas b'ta'atz mutzuza ala odem ha'oichizba. How much we get strengthened when we hold on to chesed and we engage in it to our full capacity. It saves us in this world, it saves us in the next world, it saves us from the ultimate judgment. It is almost, so to speak, the ultimate salvation when we engage in a maisa chesed. Therefore, I have made a sefer and written an entire sefer, says the Chofetz Chaim, and prepared all of it in front of you. In all of the inyanim, Kifi Mashi Siga Yadi Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, as much as Hashem has bestowed me and endowed me with this capacity. We should continue to engage and learn and focus and improve our daily life. Keep your eyes open how we can help others. Rishon, we will continue the Hakdama tomorrow. The schus of the Sima should be for our friends, for our families, for our kilos, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.